Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Student walkout today, who had the biggest money-making year in hip-hop and new movies in theaters this weekend. Melissa has the juice coming out.
Cardi B responds to Tekashi 6ix9ine saying she's a blood, but she does not deny it.
Leroy has your sports.
And for the second week in a row, the Patriots game is taking a backseat to Antonio Brown.
But first, a New Jersey man indicted on charges he supported a terrorist group allegedly scouted locations in Boston for potential attacks. Reports say Alexei Saab had video of Fenway Park and the Prudential Center as part of his research. He had also scouted locations in New York and D.C. The complaint against Saab was unsealed yesterday in Manhattan. He's been in custody since July. Young people around the world leading a strike for their governments to take more urgent action to address climate change. Here in Boston, organizers say they are expecting more than 10,000 people to show up for a rally in March. The rally will officially kick off at 11:30 at City Hall Plaza with speakers, followed by a march to the State House. Boston Public Schools said students attending the climate strike will be allowed an excused absence from school as long as a parent or guardian sends a letter or email allowing them to attend. Who's the highest paid artist in hip-hop? Well, for the first time in his career, Kanye West is. He surpassed Jay-Z with an estimated $150 million, with his Yeezy brand expected to hit $1.5 billion in sales this year. Jay-Z came in second with $81 million, and the rest of the top five, Drake, Diddy, and Travis Scott.
Kylie Jenner. You pronounced his name wrong.
Like, what?
And a few new movies to check out this weekend. Sylvester Stallone returns in Rambo.
Can I just say, I read the Wikipedia for the movie. It sounds outrageous. Like, if you like gore and explosions, this movie involves... I'm not going to spoil anything, but there's decapitation. Somebody gets his heart pulled out from his chest.
But wait, is it supposed to be good? Because I haven't heard, like, any buzz behind this at all.
The description sounds like it's going to be a bad movie that you don't realize is bad until, like, it's over. Because you're just going to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe, like,
I kinda wanna
that
see
a 70-year-old guy is pulling off these stunts.
Yeah.
Then there's also Downton Abbey and the space thriller Ad Astra starring Brad Pitt.
What? That's this week? Oh, my God. I didn't even realize. I've been dying to see that movie. That movie.
I had no idea that was even happening.
Yeah, the Brad Pitt movie?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like interstellarish. I love that movie.
Wait, what's that?
I'm out.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
I've never seen a Brad Pitt movie.
Get off of Facebook dating.
It's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher had threesomes, guys. Demi and Ashton, they were married from 2005 to 2013 when they split because of his cheating. But in Demi's new book, she says she blames the threesomes for Ashton's cheating, saying she wanted to show him how fun she could be in the bedroom. But when she caught him cheating in 2010, Ashton used the threesomes as a defense, adding that, quote, because we had brought a third party into our relationship, Ashton said that blurred the lines and to some extent justified what he had done. Demi also said she learned about Ashton's cheating from a Google alert. Her book is called Inside and Out. It'll be released next week.
I was talking to my wife about threesomes yesterday, trying to feel the temperature of the room. I was just trying to feel the temperature of the room. It was very cold.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, how did that go?
It was frigid.
Did you sleep on the couch last night?
No. It was a good discussion.
Okay.
Where she shut me down multiple times.
Very good. Kim and Kanye getting a slap on the wrist from the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Apparently, they bought a $14 million ranch there. It's on 45 acres of land. And Kim put up a picture or a video of them riding an ATV and chasing some antelopes, which apparently is a big no-no because it's considered animal harassment, which is a state law in Wyoming. So a manager for the Wyoming Game and Fish Department paid them a visit just to let them know that that's frowned upon, and the next time they're caught doing it, it'll be a $435 fine.
Are the animals complaining, saying they're getting harassed?
No, they're just, the
have,
video.
Have they started a Twitter hashtag?
Shut up.
Do they feel triggered?
And Tekashi 6ix9ine took the stand again yesterday for a third day in the kidnapping and racketeering trial, where he's pretty much selling anybody out. just to get a reduced jail sentence. This time, Cardi B became a target, even though Cardi has nothing at all to do with this trial. Her name got dragged into it from a casual question from the defense lawyer who asked Tekashi, you know, if he had copied the blueprint to Cardi's success by using gang members in his projects, to which out of nowhere, Tekashi revealed that Cardi was a member of the Bloods. He did not say she was a member of the Nine Trey Bloods, which is a, I don't know, what do you call it? Like a, I don't know, like
faction.
It's something like that. I'm trying to stay as far away as that's possible. And a rep for Cardi quickly came out.
Why are they trying to recruit you?
No. Listen, I don't even like saying the word. Cardi, her rep came out and said it's not true. She's not a Blood. Although, Cardi herself did confirm she is by tweeting. She said she's not associated with Nine Trey, but she explained in a tweet that she is a member of the Brim Bloods, saying, quote, "You said it yourself, Brim, not Nine Trey. I've never been Nine Trey or associated with them." So, okay, thank you, Cardi, for that clarification. Here's Leroy with sports.
Sox pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez, he held it down for the team. He struck out 10, and the Sox avoided getting swept by the Giants by winning 5-4. Thursday night football, the Jaguars beat the Titans 20-7. And here we go again, man. The Pats and Jets play Sunday, but for the second week in a row, the game is taking the backseat to more Antonio Brown drama. Brown, who has been accused of sexual assault, first he was dropped yesterday by Nike, and then in the evening, the NFL received a letter from the lawyer of Brown's second accuser, claiming that AB sent intimidating text messages to his client this past Wednesday. The lawyer said in the statement, listen to this, this sort of intimidation and harassment is the reason victims are often so reluctant to step forward in these cases. We have confidence the NFL and the Patriots will step in and end this behavior. I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of it.
Somebody has take his phone away and throw it in a lake or something like that. That's what it is.
Did you hear his first press conference yesterday?
No.
He spoke to the media for the first time, pretty much. God. You know, I'm just happy to be here, and I'm happy to work with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, and, you know, it's just, I can't wait to get on the field at home with my teammates. And
okay, type that instead of, like, instead of just saying that, type that in your messages to people. Right.
The Sox, they start a four-game series with the Tampa Bay Rays tonight. First pitch is at 7:10, and, of course, Pats, Jets, this Sunday at 1, and that's your sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. Actually, this is an update. So remember Carson King, who's the former Iowa State University student that held up the sign that said Busch Light Supply needs replenished on TV, and it also included his Venmo account. Well, the balance kept climbing, and he decided, you know, he would take his beer money, and then he would donate the rest to a nearby children's hospital. It went to like $30,000, $60,000. As of last night, it's up to $100,000, and that means that it'll be a $300,000 donation since Busch Beer and Venmo each committed to matching whatever was raised. Can you believe that? He says he's going to shut down the account at the end of the month and make the donation in person.
I'm going about my fundraising all wrong. I'm asking people to donate to my marathon run to cure cancer. I'm just going to say, listen, donate here, and I'm going to do weed. Coke or something like that. Weed. Geez. Let's see what people do.
That's your good news. And this report made hot by Dedham Savings Bank. More than 180 years of looking forward to every single day.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.